This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
On a recent trip into the Arctic Ocean aboard a sailing boat, we got hit by a weather depression. The air pressure fell to well below 1,000 hectopascals. In fact, down to 972 hectopascals. The seas rose up and people began to get queasy. The crew advised people to get to their bunks and lie down. The crew knew from past experience that as soon as one person started vomiting in the presence of another person, they would all start vomiting. But the passengers were too unwell to make their way down the stairs to their cabins. Sure enough, very soon after the first person started vomiting, the next one started vomiting. Now, I don't know why it spread, whether it's the smell of vomit or the sight of it, but soon most of the passengers were vomiting. But with the concept of fear, that is being frightened, we now know that it can be spread by the sense of smell. The story goes back to 1938, and one of the early animal behavioural scientists, Carl von Frisch, he was studying fish, to be more specific, minnows. He noticed that when one minnow became frightened or alarmed, other minnows some distance away would also become alarmed. They would do a mixture of slow swimming, darting away, freezing on the spot, and dropping to the bottom of the tank. Carl von Frisch wondered if there was some kind of chemical being transmitted through the water to trigger the alarm reaction in these other minnows. He gave this hypothetical chemical the name of Shrek Stoff, or in English, scary stuff. The next major leap forward was published in 2009 by Professor Lillian Mujica Parodi, a cognitive neuroscientist from Stony Brook University in New York. Now, I have always thought that if you are travelling in a plane, really, you're better off staying inside until you land. But some people do like skydiving, that is, jumping out of planes with a parachute. And it sounds reasonable that a person doing their first ever sky jump would be a little fearful in the lead-up to the actual jump, and might sweat a little. So Professor Mujica Parodi worked out how to collect their armpit sweat. Even just collecting the sweat was a major task. She had to not interfere with the performance of the novice sky jumper during their first ever jump, nor modify or contaminate in any way the chemicals that were released into the armpit sweat, and still catch all the sweat. Professor Mujica Parodi was able to do this. She then worked out how to gently spray essence of armpit from these skydivers onto the noses of volunteers while they were inside a brain scanner. Amazingly, in the brains of these volunteers, when fearful sweat entered their noses, parts of their brain related to fear, such as the amygdala, would light up. And as a control, she sprayed regular exercise sweat onto the volunteers, and in this case, the amygdala did not light up. So it seemed that you could unconsciously detect the smell of fear from another person. There was a behavioural effect of the fearful sweat. It improved the volunteers' awareness and vigilance. They became 43% more accurate in judging if another person's face was neutral or threatening. In 2012, other scientists from Singapore and Switzerland took the first successful step in working out what the fear chemical might be, at least in fish. Yes, we're getting back to Carl von Frisch's scary stuff, or Shrek Stoff. It seems to be a mixture of chemicals classified as glycosaminoglycan chondroitin. They're long molecules related to sugars, and there are many different types. The specific chemicals that set off the fear behaviour in fish seem to fall into two categories, heavier and lighter. For comparison now, water is a very small and light molecule, only 18 Daltons. Insulin is bigger and heavier, about 6,000 Daltons. In Shrek stuff, the heavy chemicals are around 30,000 Daltons. And they seem to evoke slow swimming and dropping to the bottom of the fish tank. The light chemicals in Shrek stuff are around 1,000 Daltons, and they seem to increase darting behaviour. So getting back to humans, the effect of the fearful sweat seems to be fairly short-lived, about 15 minutes. But it could be used to make training for sticky situations more realistic, making it easier to know what to do when something smells fishy.
What does it mean? Why is it so?